Name's Keith Cash, tight end from the University of Texas. Played from 1992 to 1996.
The throw is Montana, fires for the end zone, Keith Cash, touchdown Kansas City! Keith Cash, his second touchdown of the season, and the Chiefs go back on top.
When I got to Kansas City, I think you see it in the fans that everybody's just hungry. They were hungry for a championship, hungry for a winning team, and we gave it to them and they supported us. I know in 1989, Schottenheimer arrived, but we had a string of five or six playoff seasons, won the conference several times. I think my greatest memory is a playoff run back in 93. Played Pittsburgh at home, and then we had to go on the road to Houston.
The Chiefs are going to win, really? And they're going to kick the Oilers.
Throwing is Montana, Cox is on, dumps a pass wide open, leaping two hand catch, made 7 yard line by Cash, angle to the sideline, the five, he's in for a touchdown! Chiefs are on the board with 10:19 remaining, third quarter of play.
Just that run and the city really getting behind us. Just kind of a comeback for the Chiefs those early 90s. When you're coming up to the stadium and you have that barbecue smoke just kind of hanging around, that fog over the stadium, smell it probably a couple miles away. Then you walk out into the field and you have that sea of red and you have the tomahawk chop going on and crowd's getting loud. It's just kind of intimidating. I had a twin brother that played as well, played for the Indianapolis Colts and Oakland Raiders, and he came into town. And I told him before one of the games that you were going to jump off sides at least one time in the fourth quarter. And he ended up jumping off twice because it was so loud in that stadium. It was just hard for opposing teams to communicate. Well, I work for Commerce Bank. I'm an insurance advisor there. I'm also a financial consultant, and I have young kids at home. I have a three-year-old and a one-year-old, so spend a lot of time with them, and you know, I chase that little white ball around quite a bit. I'm a avid golfer. I'm not a great golfer. Being the chief ambassador means it's an extension of the Chiefs organization. I mean, we do a lot of the charity work. We kind of fill in when they can. It's a true ambassador. It's an extension of the team. So many people that were influential. I mean, you know, from the coaches to the guys that I played with, I took a lot from a lot of those guys. The Marcus Allens, the Joe Montanas, the Derek Thomases, and then you have guys that were kind of unsung, the Tim Grunhards, the linemen that worked equally as hard. Just the pride that we had going out there and playing, not only for the Chiefs, but playing for the fans that were out there, is pretty special.
This is a game of the heart. A game of being a man. Let's go.